The Republicans don't deserve the House. This, with President Trump, is a criminal conspiracy. It's now been shown. You got the White House, you got DOJ. The head guy, DOJ, is arguing the frickin' case in New York in a state court for Manhattan prosecutors. The whole thing is a scam.
Ooh, lads.
Dumb son of a bitch.
They going for it. Buckle your balls up, because these clown kid fuckers in Washington, D.C. are going to send their useful idiots on a real dumb mission, and they're going to do it. I mean, this stupid judge over here with his tilapia vagina, Merkin, probably got a Merkin too, fucking weirdo, he going to arrest Donald Trump. They're going to throw Donald Trump into a jail cell for contempt of court because they think that this is a good idea because they're stupid. Right? They're not all stupid, by the way. The criminals, the evil, smart criminals that set dumb, useful idiots like AOC or Judge Merkin or Engorons or any of these other fuckers, these didn't earn it, into this direction, they know what they're doing. They're smart. That's why they're behind the scenes. That's why most people don't know who Klaus Schwab or the WEF or the Trilateral Commission or the CFR. They don't know. Most normies don't have any idea about any of that. But they know this dumb idiot over here. They know Fat Alvin Bragg. They know all these other Letitia James. They know all these fucking useful idiots. Those people are dumb. Most of them are just dumb because they're compromised, by the way. Fucking kids. It's really easy to not get compromised by globalist kid diddlers. Don't diddle kids, right, Bernie? Oh, no, you can't help yourself, allegedly, of course. Anyhow, so here's what they're going to do, because they've set the table for this. Here's the foundation. This is Alex over here on Twitter. Fucking cool kids call it X. Get out my lawn. ABC News. Secret Service prepares for if Trump is jailed for contempt in hush money case. Judge Werner Merkin on Tuesday reserved the decision after a contentious hearing. Yeah. And it's contentious on purpose. The entire case is a farce to begin with. It's not like Donald Trump committed. He's got what? 33, huh? You know what I'm talking about, George. 33 indictments. It's all around the same thing of the ledger. Donald Trump in the ledger, and who knows if Donald Trump even wrote it in the ledger. It's probably somebody, it was obviously somebody else, but they're saying Donald Trump putting the Stormy Daniels hush money payment in the ledger is election interference. And then the 32, 33 times that it's then put onto other books or it's noted or it's moved, well, that's another crime. So there's 33 charges, but it's all the same stupid fucking preposterous notion that paying a whore is a crime. I mean, Paula Jones comes to mind, the Hunter Biden laptop to help Joe Biden. Google's constantly interfering with elections. None of these people are held to anywhere remote the standard of Donald Trump. But again, that's the point. That's how you know that this is banana republic. This is clown world. This is a political persecution. And the entire point is to put them into this ritual of humiliation, get them upset, and then jail him for contempt of court. The Secret Service is already planning on this. They already know what's happening. Everything Donald Trump does is a contempt of court with these fucking pricks. They're trying to get him to be upset. They're trying to get him to lash out so they can put him into contempt. Because again, they think this is a good idea. This is fucking morons. This is going to help Trump. So please, do it. Here's Scott Adams saying, keep violating. In response to this Hill post, New York judge is expected to hear arguments about whether former President Trump violated a gag order in the hush money case. See? They're just going to say he violated it. This incredibly nebulous gag order that's completely unconstitutional, saying that the gag order is unconstitutional is going to give them the in, because they don't need anything legitimate to do this, by the way, will give them the in to then put Donald Trump in a holding cell and say, well, listen, he's now in jail because he's a fucking contempt of court. Donald Trump is in jail. He can't be a president. He's been in jail. Now we got to take him off the ballot. He's in jail. Trump has vocally opposed the gag, describing it as more proof of the cards that are unfairly stacked against. Yes. Yes. This stupid fucking case that Stormy Daniels has already lost, by the way. Stormy Daniels has to pay Donald Trump $300,000+ because of this failed fucking lawsuit that she brought against him. There's a signed document that she wasn't paid hush money or wasn't having an affair with Trump. Hey, these are all points of proof that this is political persecution with the cherry on top being, you could have brought this 8 fucking years ago. This is something that was brought up in 2015, right? Nobody was going to take this to court. No didn't earn it was going to take it to court back then. Well, now that we're in the middle of an election cycle, you're going to put the dude in court for 6 weeks plus, so he can't fucking campaign, he can't rally. This is clear political persecution. Again, this is the only crime in New York to be kicked up from a misdemeanor to a felony while they are murdering and raping each other in New York City. Those people won't get arrested. And then just one final proof that the entire point is to throw him in jail for contempt of court. Here you've got prior restraint. This is Amuse on X. The Trump-hating justice, Juan Limp Dick Merkin over here, told Trump that he was required to check with him. Check with him before he reposts posts on True Social. Fuck you. Do you see? Donald Trump tweeting, or truthing, can now get him thrown in jail because that's the entire point. That's it. The entire point of the stupid fucking bullshit case is to put Donald Trump into a jail cell so they can all run with it. That won't work, morons. You're completely oblivious to what's going on. You've got a zero lack of self-awareness and understanding that we all hate you. You criminal kid fuckers. Whatever you do to Donald Trump will not help you because we hate you. We hate this dipshit judge. We hate the dipshit AG. We hate these kid fuckers at the department. We hate you. Whatever you do to Donald Trump, you're just going to awaken more normies to this because everybody hates you, you pig fuckers. But there you go. They're going to throw him in jail. And boy, I'm looking forward to that because that's going to work out real well for my side. Jailing Donald Trump, he's going to raise a fuck ton of money the day that you do that, idiots. But there you have it, boys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support in jail. If you want to be kept up to date on these kid fuckers, allegedly, of course, trying to imprison Donald Trump, hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.